This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty, hour number three of our radio program. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I didn't think I'd be starting this hour off this way. Santer has no clue what I'm going to talk about. Stu has no clue what I'm going to talk about. But I actually think if I know the way that one of our hosts operates around here on the Infinity Sports Network, there could be, and knowing the other guy as well, I think there could be a fight between two hosts on the Monday through Friday lineup right here on the Infinity Sports Network. And we haven't had a good battle probably between hosts in quite some time. Like, even when I would do those gambling picks on DA show when DA was here and I would take shots at everybody, like, it was done as a bit. It was done in fun. But I don't remember the last time where there was serious anger between one host, you know, a weekday host. Not like, you know, a host that is like here like 1 or 2 days a week and then someone in the weekday lineup. I'm talking about weekday on weekday crime. So Stu, I'll ask you, if there was going to be a little kerfuffle between two hosts on the network, and let me be honest here. It has nothing to do with me. So if you think it has something to do with me, it has nothing to do with me. I'm friendly with everybody around here. You know, why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Everyone loves them some Zach Gelb. But there is a potential fight, I think. And they may not even know there's a fight brewing. But I think, and I could observe, and I know the way that these people work, I could see there being a fight. And we could be having a few haymakers being thrown through the lines here of the Infinity Sports Network, through the connections of the board of the Infinity Sports Network. And quite frankly, you know what? Morale's been pretty good around here, I will say. I would be okay with seeing a little tussle, a little kerfuffle between these two. Any idea?
Interesting. Does it have to do with a certain report that came out today?
You could be very warm still.
Yeah, so I would assume what you're maybe referring to is Bill Reiter's report about Giannis's future and a certain host that hosts here, that hosts in Milwaukee.
Who's a little emotional about
his
Bucks.
He hates when people try to get Giannis off the Bucks or think about Giannis maybe not being there. So yeah, I could see that as a potential thing.
So the great Bill Reiter had a report out today on CBS Sports. There's a rising sense of confidence that if things go badly in Milwaukee, that Giannis Antetokounmpo could be available for trade and would really force his way out of Milwaukee in the next year. Let me tell you the sound effect that I'm hearing right now. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm telling you, this is what's going to happen. There could be a call to the network later tonight that just says, hey, Bart, did you see that report from Bill Reiter, that commentary from the great Bill Reiter? And Bill is a great basketball mind. The best basketball mind that we have here at the network. Bill Reiter is a great reporter, right? Bill Reiter is someone that if it's basketball at this network, nobody, and I mean nobody, Monday through Sunday, can compete with the basketball knowledge that Bill Reiter has. And Bill Reiter talks to so many general managers, I'm sure, coaches, players. You know, when Bill Reiter says something, remember, folks, he's righter than you. And Bill Reiter, when it comes to basketball, is really righter than you. But I could see maybe someone provoking Bart to comment on Bill's report. And even if it's not meant as a slight, Bart's going to punch back at the report, because it doesn't matter if Adrian Wojnarowski said, you know what, screw St. Bonaventures. I'm going to stop at the GM stuff. I'm going to go back to reporting. And Woj could report that the Bucks are trading Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Bart Winkler would say, bleep that dude, Woj, it ain't happening. And we love Woj, obviously. Shams Charania could have this report. Like, it doesn't matter who has this report. Anything that is trying to take Giannis Antetokounmpo out of Milwaukee, Bart Winkler, he's going to fight. He is going to fight for Milwaukee. And you know this, Stu, working with Bart Winkler and also working with Bill Reiter.
Yes, both of them.
You've worked with both of them. So you have good insight like me. The moment Bart jabs back and questions the validity of Bill Reiter's report, it's going to be World War VIII. We're going to skip World War III, IV, V, VI, and VII, and we're going right to VIII. We could have a potential fight, a little kerfuffle, a little brouhaha going on between Bill Reiter and Bart Winkler. And let me tell you something. I may be up late tonight. I'm going to be going to MetLife Stadium. I'm going to press conferences after the Texans-Jets game. And if that game's a blowout, I may have time on my hands. Hey, it's Pete in Milwaukee. Hey, Bart, just wondering, did you see that jack wagon in the mornings on the Infinity Sports Network who basically is reporting that Giannis Antetokounmpo's thinking about leaving town? And when that happens, that would be me just dumping gasoline on the fire. And then I'll just lean back, lean back, lean back. And then the moment it gets to the desk of the great Bill Reiter, and I love Bill, and I love Bart, that Bart was chirping back about his report, Bill's going to come back, and he's going to be like, oh, no, you didn't. Boom! And we'll see if then Bart can get back up, but I think Bart will be able to get back up. We'll have a few spotted cows, and then he'll be like, boom. And then David Mayernick's going to have to send an email. Guys, we're on the same team. Come on. Let's all be friends. But I think there's going to be a fight here. If I was placing one bet right now, it is we are going to have a brawl on the air, an Infinity Sports Network brawl between Bill Reiter and Bart Winkler. The brawl between Bart and Bill. You know what? I got to give Bill top bill in there. The brawl between Bill and Bart on the Infinity Sports Network. Infinity. Infinity. And I'll tell you, since I just said, I didn't realize this in the moment, but now I did. Since I just said Bill is the best basketball mind that we have in the network, that may start a brawl between Shep and I. And Shep and I are on good terms. But I can see Shep being a little sensitive to that. I can. So now we may have a fight between Gelb and Shep, and I don't want to fight Shep. I don't. I like Shep. So, Shep, don't get offended by that. I did see Shep, by the way. He congratulated Bob Costas during the break, too. So, Bob Costas, he's not retiring, but he's retiring from calling baseball games. You know, I love Jim Nance, but it's kind of like when Jim Nance retired from the NCAA tournament. Like, he's still broadcasting. He's just retiring from a part, I guess, of his broadcasting career. So, Bob Costas is not going to be calling baseball games anymore. And, right, with the legendary career of Bob Costas, he needed the David Shepard congratulations. So, there you go. Who would have thought, by the way, Stu? Who would have thought that we would have this many fights potentially brewing at the network, you know?
A lot of them.
Just wait until somebody hears about that chair that I talked about.
I know. Shocked there wasn't an email yet.
You know, let me tell you, I could be an evil son of a bitch. I really can. When I just started right there in the last 9 minutes or so, you know what? I'm humble, okay? I've seen myself in the mirror. I'm humble. I should win a Marconi for that, all right? I should really win a Marconi for that foresight and having the brilliance to see one thing. And I'm not kidding, Stu. I didn't see this report from Bill this morning, but during the break on like Twitter, I logged on. It's like, oh, what did you miss? And I saw Bill's report, and the first thing I did when I saw that Bill report, I'm like, uh-oh, we're going to have a network fight. And Bill likes Bart, Bart likes Bill. But those are two guys that are very proud about what they do. And you know Bill, like, if you attack anything with his basketball acumen, it's like attacking his family. That's how serious, in a good way, Bill takes it. And Bart's love for Milwaukee, because he has like this little guy complex to him, where it's like, hey, you know, people are punching down on the great city of Milwaukee. So if you're going to punch, you're going to get the bloviating loudmouth of a Bart Winkler. But once Bart comments on that report, and if he comments it on the way that I think he's going to comment on it, I think you're going to be getting a lot of punches. There are going to be a lot of haymakers being thrown. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I'm just wondering, Stu, do I place the phone call tonight to Bart?
Yes.
Hey, Bart, it's Pete in Milwaukee. Did you see what that guy, Bill Ryder, posted about Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Click. Just hang up. I should whisper the whole thing and just hang up. Jeez. See, I know Bill sometimes listen. Since Winkler Wednesday came to a close, because I love Bart. You know, Bart's a friend. But since Bart had to move, you know, his kid, it's like half daycare, or maybe that's just what he told me to get out of the segment.
Possible.
I have not had a lot of interaction that much with Bart Winkler in a while. It's been a while. So, you know, Bart's a good company guy. I'm sure he listens throughout the day. But it's also like prime trick-or-treating hours. He has a young son, so I doubt he's listening to us right now. But if either Bart or Bill are listening, just gave you guys the answer to the test, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you wouldn't know this, but being a big guy, whenever there's another big guy in the room, someone always tries to get the big guy to fight the big guy. Like, you know, wouldn't it be something if so-and-so fought so-and-so and they just point to the two biggest guys in the room? I'm just saying. That's what I'm basically doing right now. Wouldn't it be something if Bill basically fought Bart over this report? Oh, that'd be great. Imagine the awful announcing and the Barrett Sports Media headlines to come out of that. And Bart always jokes around how he doesn't get the Barrett Sports Media pub.
He'll be very happy.
Yeah. So, hey, by the way, we thank those two publications, Awful Announcing and Barrett Sports Media. Both of them wrote about Mike Mayock being on our show yesterday, where Mike Mayock was basically like, if Tom Brady's going to have an active role as a minority owner, then, you know, he needs to give up being a broadcaster for Fox. So, all right. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We will take a timeout. When we come on back, you know, I was supposed to talk about Aaron Rodgers in this segment. We'll talk about Aaron Rodgers in the next segment. And then at 5:40 p.m. Eastern time, we will do a news brief. Bart, Bill, Bill, Bart, Bart, Bill, Bill, Bart. Dance for us. We want to see it. Coming on back.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dependable Player of the Week is sponsored by Depend and the Prostate Cancer Foundation, reminding you that health is a long game and screening for prostate cancer is easier than ever. Learn more at Depend.com. This week's player is Texans running back Joe Mixon. In just five games played, Mixon has 503 yards and 102 carries to go along with five rushing touchdowns. Hey, Stu, I haven't talked about this on the air. I'll get to Aaron Rodgers in just a bit, but, like, I don't know. It's Halloween. I'm in a good mood today. Honestly, anyone could call me up right now at 855-212-4227. I'm usually unfiltered anyway. Like, I just give you how I feel. But today, like, I'm in a really unfiltered mood, you know, after what I may have just kind of stirred up between Bart Winkler and the great Bill Ryder, the great Bart Winkler and the great Bill Ryder. Let's not snub anyone
say, I don't know.
Of the greatness tags there. I don't want any smoke. I just want to create the smoke here. Have you followed? Now, I know this person a little bit. You know, not well, but I know this person a little bit. Met her at a Super Bowl party a few years ago. She's been on the show before. Have you at all followed this Taylor Mathis, the girl who does the walking bets?
Yes.
And I don't know how many people are paying attention to the bets. They're paying attention to two things, I think, on that video, but we don't need to go there. Have you paid attention to this Taylor Mathis, like, crypto kind of thing that's going on?
Yes, up until the last couple of days, and then I saw her starting to post again.
Yeah. So it got, like, really dark.
Yeah.
I think I understand the general gist of it. So she has, like, a massive following, like, probably, like, over 200,000 followers, and she gives out sports bets. So she allegedly, like, I don't know what's true or not, I guess someone in the crypto world that she didn't know, like, reached out to her, and they had her start, like, I don't know, endorsing but pushing a crypto coin. Like, I have never dealt with the crypto business. You know, when I do things financially, it's through a financial advisor. Tell me what to do. I am not brilliant when it comes to the financial world. Like, so many people, right, they think they're experts in so many things. I know what I'm good at. And the things that I know I'm not good at, I ask for help. With which a lot of people, for some reason, they're like afraid to ever ask for help for people that are actually like studying these things. So I guess there was this coin, this like Taylor Mathis coin. I don't even know if that's possible. And she started like pushing it. And she claims that none of this is true, but this is the other side of it, you know, just to be clear. So she started pushing it. And I guess all these people started, like, investing in the coin or buying the coin. And then, like, the coin, I guess, was booming. And then she sold, after pushing it up, allegedly, like, I guess, her share in the coin or whatever. And then it dropped because she was no longer a part of the coin. And then she tried to buy it back when it was low, and then it went all back up. So it seems like something illegal happened. But this became like this last week. I think it was last weekend or 2 weekends ago. I forget what it was. And I just, you know, didn't feel like talking about it till today because I saw something about her during the break on social media. You know, I'm like Antonio Brown today. I see something on social media. I can't help myself. I just talk about it. So long story short, then like the whole internet started going against her. And she's like a very nice girl. And she put out like the 6-minute video where she was like crying, like she's like, I just didn't know what I was doing. And she's like, I was just trying to bring the crypto world and the sports gambling world together. Like, we need the sports gambling world and the crypto world to be holding hands and be like, kumbaya. Like, what are we doing here? So it got like really dark. And she talked about, like, I have sympathy for this. Like, she talked about how depressed she was. And like, she like questioned if she even wanted to live anymore. Like, it got really ugly and, like, really nasty. So I don't know if anything came out of this. It seems like, you know, it was a story on the, like, our old boss Spike Eskin used to say, there's stories on the internet for a day, everyone thinks it's the biggest deal in the world, and then by next week or a few hours later, no one's talking about it. So, like, I'm sure for the rest of her life, she's going to have people saying, what about that crypto coin, like, in her DMs? Like, that's just going to, or, like, in the comments. That's just going to happen. But you got to ignore people like that. And maybe something else does happen in the legal world with this. But now she's back to walking around, you know, showing off certain things and obviously giving bets out. So it's Halloween today. And I think, you know, for all the people that were out on Taylor Mathis, right? Like, I will never follow her again. And let's be real. It's like, I don't think those people that are like, because so many people are like in her messages and they're like, oh, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you. It's like, they just want to get acknowledged by her because she's like a pretty girl, right? So she put out on social media her Halloween outfit. And it's like kind of smart because this will just distract everybody from the crypto stuff. She is dressed up. She goes, the Pam Anderson guesses are good, but I did Pam and barbed wire. Oh, this is from 2 years ago. This isn't even her Halloween costume. I misread it. She tweeted out 3 hours ago, $100. Is that in crypto? To whoever can guess my Halloween costume, I truly don't think anyone will get it. And she tweeted out, the Pam Anderson guesses are good, but I did Pam and barbed wire 2 years ago. And she posted that photo, which I'm sure it's going to drive a lot of engagement. How many people? Oh, my goodness gracious. This post has only been up for an hour, Stu. How many people do you think have clicked on this?
I see it. Yeah.
589,000. 589,000 views off this one photo of her. Just absolutely incredible. That's wild. I'm talking about the views, by the way, just to be clear. But that's just wild. Absolutely wild. So that's the latest in this story. I guess all is back to normal. But did you... So Lucy Burge, who also does walking bets, and she works for Odyssey, for BetQL. She, like, posted about this. And she was like, see, this is what I've been saying about this girl, Taylor. And then Taylor was like, how could you do this? Like, you're just a terrible human being. So they got beef. Because I guess Lucy Burge was originally walking around doing the walking bets. And then Taylor Mathis, I guess, started doing the walking bets. So now you got two titans of the walking bets community. Like how we expect Bill Ryder and Bart Winkler to be thrown down. Like that's what actually has happened between Lucy and Taylor Mathis. So that's the latest today. I kind of like these Halloween shows. You know, maybe we should all just dress up one day, you know, out of the month. And we just kind of do like unfiltered. Like, do whatever. Whatever's on your mind, we just talk about for 3 hours. Even if it's... Well, this is kind of sports-related because it has to do with bets. But I saw one comment to Taylor that it was like, your pictures are great, but can we actually get some winners once in a while? So, funny, funny stuff right there. All righty, this is Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. So, I hope everything ends up being okay with Taylor Mathis because I will say... As someone that's like such a dummy in the financial world, I think that kind of, like when you get a platform and you become very successful, sometimes you overvalue your worth and like you try to become experts in different things. Like she's not an expert in the crypto world. She even admitted it. So maybe she just made a genuine mistake and I will try to see the good right in all people. But, you know, you never know. You know, the evidence against her looked pretty damaging as well. Alrighty, Aaron Rodgers. You know who I feel like today? I feel like I'm Aaron Rodgers at a podium right now. I'm just rambling for 27 minutes. I'm going off script. I'm like Aaron Rodgers today on the Pat McAfee show, but I'll get serious here. Aaron Rodgers is 2-6 right now with the New York Jets. Aaron Rodgers is playing on one leg right now. Aaron Rodgers is looking how a 40-year-old quarterback should look like. And that's not what Tom Brady looked like at 40 years old because Tom Brady's an anomaly. Aaron Rodgers, in a little over a month, he turns 41. Stu, I'll just ask you this. With how much of a deep thinker Aaron Rodgers is, right? Aaron Rodgers is an intellectual, deep thinker. He's so much more intelligent than what we are. But with that being said, do you think the human emotion has overtaken the spiritual body, the ayahuasca body of ayahuasca Aaron? And when he's fighting the darkness and trying to fight back against the darkness and make peace with the darkness tonight for the dark times that the Jets are going to, that they're going through right now. Do you think Aaron Rodgers think in the back of his head, I know I have a year left on my contract, but maybe these are the final 2 months of my football career in the National Football League. Out of 100%, what is your percentage that Aaron Rodgers retires at the end of this season?
I would say like 20%. I think he'll be back next year. Whether that's good or bad, that's another story, but I think he will try to do a second full year with the Jets.
I learned a word when I was in high school, and it was a simple word. It's called hubris. It's one's overconfidence that leads to one's downfall. I think Aaron Rodgers' hubris is going to play a factor into this. Where Aaron Rodgers, he should retire. I think down deep he knows he should walk away at the end of this year. But Aaron Rodgers, if you tell him to go left, he goes right. If you tell him 2 + 2 = 4, he tells you, no, Zach, you're a dummy. You went to Temple University. 2 + 2 = 6. Like, that's just what Aaron Rodgers does. You tell Aaron Rodgers that the color blue is blue, he looks at it and he goes, nope, that's green. That's what Aaron Rodgers does. So I think Aaron Rodgers, because of how confident he is, will ultimately come on back and play football next year. But if I'm advising Aaron Rodgers, and I know Aaron Rodgers doesn't need my advice, he'd be like, who is this dope on the radio? If Aaron Rodgers wanted my advice, you know, maybe I see him tonight after the game. Hey, yo, Zach, how you doing? Good to see you, man. I would say, Aaron, it's time to wrap it up. It's time to retire. Because Aaron's not winning another Super Bowl in this league. And that's the only reason why he should be playing. So the only reason why I think it's potentially on the table is because of this. You know, Aaron is a strange dude. Aaron is a different guy. And when I look at Aaron Rodgers, even though if you put a gun to my head, I do think he's coming back and playing football next year, I don't feel like he has the same drive and the same dedication and willing to risk it all for football as other quarterbacks have. So I could just see kind of Aaron Rodgers with his other interests be more interested in those things, too, than actually football. Because it doesn't feel like football is the main thing anymore for Aaron Rodgers. What are your thoughts?
I could see it. I just have a hard time thinking that he... I think he's too... Kind of like what you said. I just don't think he's going to give it up. Like, he still thinks he can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Even as bad as it's been, I think he could still think he can... And he's going to have time after... You know, he'll play one more year and then have time to do all the other stuff he wants to do.
There will be drama, too.
Always.
Like, even if he's coming back, he's not making that decision right at the end of the season. Even if he knows he's retiring, he going to drag this out. Because Aaron, the thing he loves the most is himself. And you know, he is like a drama whore. He really is. You know, he loves the attention. Even though he complains about the spotlight, he loves the spotlight. Aaron is about Aaron. So I do think he'll be back. I lean more he's coming back than not. But if I was him, I'd retire. I'd retire after this year. Enjoy the final 2 months. Not going to be much to enjoy. Team stinks. You're 2-6. You may be 2-7 after tonight. And then I would hang it up. And then imagine if you're Devontae Adams. It's happening again. I get my friend back. You know, I have returned. And then, boop, he's out. He's gone. And then you're going to have to force another trade. That's why, stop being stupid, Devontae. Stop picking Derek Carr. Stop picking Aaron Rodgers. Go take a young, promising quarterback. I don't know, like Jordan Love or Jaden Daniels. Go hitch your wagon to that young quarterback so you actually have a chance to go win again. It is Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll come on back with the news brief. Update time first, though. Here he is, the Act Man, Rich Ackerman. Alrighty, wrapping up shop. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. If you're listening to us right now, after trick-or-treating maybe with young ones, well, thanks for doing so. Hope everyone's having a great Halloween. And by the way, if you get some Reese's Peanut Butter Cups or some Kit Kat bars, you know, just send them to Zach Gelb at 345 Hudson Street, the 10th floor, New York, New York. Send us your candy if you want. You know, we'll take your candy. Santa will take your candy. Stu will take your candy. I'll take your candy. If you want to get some of that candy out of the home. I don't know about you, Stu. When I was a kid, and like middle school and high school. Those are the prime trick-or-treating years because...
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.